Oh, hi. Could you,
Welcome back.
Could you develop an anti-hacking device for the FBI? Could you do it in 2 days? That's what Steve Gibson of Gibson Research Corporation did. He's here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Steve. It's
hey,
good
Leo.
To have you back.
Great to be back.
Man, we were just talking about your columns in InfoWorld, which I read it was InfoWorld, right?
InfoWorld for 8 years, every week.
Loved them. Read them religiously. And, of course, you wrote SpinRight, which is still the definitive disk recovery and file recovery
program.
It's what
pays the bills for all the other stuff I'm doing.
You still sell it.
Yeah.
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 And yeah. Well, that's the neat thing. You also give away a lot of stuff, and I think a lot of people know about Shields Up, which is a firewall testing software.
Right.
And now you got Leak Test, which goes another step further. And you've done so many great things. Let's talk about Patchwork.
Right.
What is Patchwork?
Patchwork is a tool designed to quickly tell an NT or Windows 2000 e-commerce site user whether they've applied all the patches they need to in order to keep their system safe against these Russian hackers. About a month ago, I guess, the FBI released the news that 40 domestic e-commerce sites had been hacked who are using Windows NT or 2000, that credit card information was stolen by these guys operating out of Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine, I guess. And then after getting the data, they extorted the companies, offering them their internet security services, you know, saying, well, if you use our services, then these credit cards aren't going to escape.
It's a classic protection racket.
Well, exactly. It was pure extortion. So
now, how did you get involved in this?
Briefly before the news came out, I was contacted by the FBI and the SANS Institute because they wanted to have something that would allow people sort of to go along with this announcement.
Now, how do they know you, though? I mean, how do they say Steve Gibson?
Just from GRC.com and
really?
Shields Up and,
that's great.
And all that stuff. This,
that's really
you know,
great.
The work I've been doing. So I, like in 2 days, as you said, I very quickly produced a new little piece of free software called Patchwork and you just run it. It's like 25K.
Now,
it's written in assembler.
It's
like
for people who
stuff.
Are running the Internet Information Server, the web server in Windows NT. Is that right?
It's only for NT, 4, or Windows 2000, and really only useful if you're on the net.
And running an e-commerce site on the net.
Well, if you have even a web server, if you've got any data which is in that server, which is on the net, there are four known vulnerabilities. And what was so screwy about this is the Russian hackers were using exploits that have been known for years. Microsoft has patches on their site, and yet
These holes have been known for years. The patches have been out for years.
Yes.
But people are running e-commerce sites and not taking the most rudimentary precautions of downloading the latest versions.
Well, and that's it's really their fault. Microsoft, in fact, one of these was so bad, Microsoft re-released the patch a year later.
So can't use
it because it's like to remind people that this thing was a problem, a known problem with Windows.
This is for corporate users. If you're an individual, this might be of more interest to you. This is your latest. This kind of is the next generation of Shields Up, I kind of
like
it too.
Well, the way I think of it is Shields Up tests your security from the outside in to make sure nobody outside can get in.
Right.
Leak Test checks your security from the inside out to make sure that your firewall is actually protecting you from internal extrusion of your data to make sure that it's not leaking out.
So Shields Up says, I can't see anything about your system coming from the outside.
Right.
Leak Test is making sure that if a Trojan horse or something were sitting on your system, it couldn't actually, I'm going to run this program right now, it couldn't actually, it's not signatured, but I trust you, Steve. Should I?
I think you can. And in fact, I specifically signed Patchwork because I knew that it was going to be downloaded from another site, not from mine. So I wanted to sign it to make sure people knew it hadn't been.
We better fix our firewall. Actually, we're not running a firewall, and that's why I'm getting that error message.
Exactly. It's just that simple to test.
And one of the things that's great about this is, based on this test, a number of firewall companies have changed their capabilities to respond to your issues.
The reason I released it is that every single firewall except one had the problem that this thing was checking for.
Wow.
Zone Alarm was the only one that was not leaking. Norton's, McAfee's, Cygate,
how many
Tiny,
of them are fixed now?
All of them.
No, let's keep up the good work.
Well, I have version 2 on the way. So,
and one last thing we're going to see. We're running out of time. Netfilter, real quickly, what does this do?
Netfilter is my next generation solution, both for internal and external information theft and spying.
This is going to run at the network level and watch for all sorts of nefarious privacy invasions.
Exactly. It's like it doesn't replace a firewall. It's compatible with them.
When will this be out? How soon will this be out?
Lord only knows.
Well, if we send you home soon, can you get to work?
A couple months, probably.
Really? Okay. You do all your stuff, and I have to say this is really great. An assembler, it's tiny, 40, 50K, even a SpinRite, which is a massive program, 40 or 50K. It's a tiny
download. It used to be a COM. It was less than 64K COM program in the DOS days. Now it's a little bit bigger than that.
When are you going to go move to C and join us in the real world?
Well, I got some more things I have to do first.
All right. Steve Gibson, you're the greatest. Thank you for the good work you've done. When NetFilter comes out, we'll tell the world to get it. Meanwhile, go to GRC.com, use Shields Up and Leak Test, make sure you're safe online. And I'm sure the FBI gave you a medal, anything?
No, I just did it because it was important.
They just thanked you. That's great. Steve, we appreciate it. Good
work,
as always. Always good to meet you.